Are consumers buying us into a better economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. It's the Morning Open. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A jobs bill detour and let the games begin. Well, let's. Where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The S&P off more than 1.25%. The NASDAQ down about 1%. And the Dow off right now 133 points at 10,010. European markets are mixed right now. The German DAX is up, despite the fact that German GDP was reportedly flat last quarter. Stocks closed mostly higher in Asia today. We got word today from the United States government that retail sales rose by more than expected in January, about 0.5%. Conrad DeQuadros is economist at RDQ Economics. He's with us live this morning from New York. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is being billed as good news, right? Better than expected. So I'm curious, 9.7% unemployment, tight credit at the banks. I mean, what's driving consumers right now? How are they spending?
Well, I think a combination of two things. Although the labor market remains weak, we have seen some improvement. And, for example, real disposable income rose a little bit more than 2% in the fourth quarter. So these gains in income, I think, are what are allowing us to see continued modest increases in consumer spending.
Auto sales were pretty much flat in the report as well. I mean, are you surprised that all the millions of Toyotas that were recalled didn't have more of an effect on sales?
Well, if we look at the manufacturers' reports on auto sales, those showed about a 4% decline.
That came out earlier this month, right?
That's correct. That came out early in February, and that's the number that matters for measures of autos within GDP. So I think we are going to see the Toyota effect at least in January.
If we had this relatively positive retail report, I'm looking at Wall Street. Let's see. The Dow's still down about 1.33% right now. Investors don't seem to be happy about something. What is it? Is it the sovereign debt issue?
I definitely think that sovereign debt concerns are driving the markets today. We have continued concerns about Greece and the realization that we're probably not going to get a definitive announcement related to support for Greece. And also what's happened more recently is some concerns about Dubai, which was the sovereign crisis of November and December, have reemerged. And those two issues are driving the markets lower today.
Conrad DeQuadros, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
There was bipartisan support for a jobs bill that was expected to make it through the Senate. Lots of compromises, money shifted from one place to another, accommodations made to gain votes, all for naught. In a surprise move, Majority Leader Senator Harry Reid decided a trimmed-down bill should move forward. Reporter Brett Neely is with us live in our Washington Bureau this morning. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Steve.
So why the trimmed-down bill?
Well, part of it comes from the fact that no one's really been happy with this bill. Hours before Reid's announcement, Senators Baucus and Grassley had announced a bipartisan bill worth about $85 billion that was made up mostly of tax breaks. But a lot of Democrats said too many tax breaks, too few measures that would actually create jobs. Then there were also accusations that this bipartisan bill was really full of pork for special interests. Republicans are outraged and say, we had a deal, now you're backing out. With the weak job market right now and elections coming up, Harry Reid is daring Republicans to vote against any bill, that would be aimed at creating jobs.
And what happens next? I mean, how do we move forward from here, Brett?
Well, that's a big question mark for everyone. The bill that Harry Reid wants to move ahead with is a lot smaller. It's about $15 billion. It extends a highway spending bill for another year. There is a tax break for small businesses and the Build America bonds for local governments. But no one's all that excited about this bill either. Other elements in the Baucus and Grassley version of the bill, like extending unemployment benefits, are supposed to be taken up separately. Liberal Democrats say this bill is going to be too small to make any difference. A lot of economists are dubious that this is going to have much impact. And then the House had also passed a version of a jobs bill that was $150 billion worth of spending, and that would have to be reconciled with this one. So we'll see when Congress gets back to work on February 22nd.
Reporter Brett Neely with us from our Washington Bureau. Brett, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The Winter Olympics open tonight in Vancouver, and the mayor of that city in Canada is promising the Games will be a big boost to business there. But judging by the past, how likely is that, really? Here's Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon.
A business professor who studied the 2002 Salt Lake Games has a much different take on how beneficial the big event will be.
I don't doubt that it might make the people of Vancouver happy, but it's certainly not going to make them rich.
Victor Matheson teaches business at Massachusetts College of the Holy Cross and says, if anything, the Salt Lake Games were a net loss. But if that's true, the head of the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce, Lane Beatty, wonders why most people there ended up so happy.
Something like 89% of all Utahns would do it again. So that is overwhelming.
Beatty served as a state liaison during the Utah Games and insists they made money.
We were successful in literally every way.
Professor Matheson contends his study found otherwise. Hotels and restaurants scored gold, but other businesses and tax revenues suffered.
Department stores had a notably poor time during the Olympics, and of all things, ski resorts actually had a terrible month.
You heard that right.
Spectators crowded out the skiers.
Perhaps understandably, the view from the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce is much brighter.
Our ski industry in Utah has grown larger every single year since the Olympics.
Aha, so maybe there is a downside after all. Longer lift lines. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, they're having a lot of trouble getting snow in Vancouver for the Games. Well, Boston can feel their pain. Forecasters predicted last week a foot of snow in Beantown. Officials declared a snow emergency. That meant no parking on main streets to let the plows through. But the snow never really came. Now the mayor of Boston says all those people, thousands of people who got tickets or their cars towed, won't have to pay for any of those tickets. The economy, he says, has left too many people feeling chilled. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Join us online, share your thoughts, and get the podcast at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.